Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Ledger Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Norman, the Dorchester, Tony Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, and Ursula Swing. Alan Reed is our special guest, Buddy Hutton. And here are Ledger Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, here we are at Santa Monica.
Yeah. Where the blue Pacific meets the bare midriff.
Yeah. there's something about this beach town that makes you want to stay here.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And they're getting scantier this year than ever.
Yes. the area, the ocean air, it's so invigorating.
Uh-huh.
It makes me want to live dangerously.
Why don't you try walking across Roosevelt Highway?
All right, I will. You know, Charlie, it's a wonder you weren't killed today.
Yeah.
Why, the way you behaved on that beach today.
Yes, I know. I really covered the waterfront, didn't I?
Yes.
You know, I even crashed the Bel Air Bay Club.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was very exclusive.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is so exclusive, the tide can't even come in without a guest card.
Is that Well, it was disgraceful the way you and Betty Hutton were running around and jumping over everybody lying in the sand.
Well, we didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't do that. We didn't jump over everybody.
Yes, you did.
We stumbled over a few, yeah.
Oh, that Betty Hutton.
Yeah. Well, she's like a dynamo with a short circuit.
Yeah.
If science could harness her, we could close Hoover Dam.
Yes. Well, her conduct.
What's the matter?
Well, there's room for improvement.
Yeah?
Well, yes. After all, girls are not boys.
Gad, then you have noticed.
Oh, yes. I think it's best for you to stay away from Betty. She's much too wild for you.
Don't you worry. After our date tonight, I'll be just as wild as she is.
Yeah. That's exactly what I don't want. I want you to promise me that you won't go out with her.
Oh.
Please.
Okay. I give you my word.
Thank you.
And when McCarthy gives you his word, look out.
Yes.
Hello, chaps.
Oh, Ray, well, how have you been?
Well, anyway, I've been buried in the sand all day, old boy, waiting for the sun to go down.
Ain't that kind of silly?
Not if you've lost your bathing trunk.
Oh, I see.
But you know, Charlie, this morning I was down at that place they call Muscle Beach.
Oh.
You know, where all the strong men gather.
Yeah. You'll do anything for a laugh, won't you?
You know, Ray, I used to be a weightlifter.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not really, old boy. No.
Well, after all, how do you think I got this physique?
Can't think, old boy. Ricky?
No. you should have seen me this morning. I was standing on my head, wasn't I, Charlie?
Yeah, but his head was so smooth, it slipped right out from under him.
I had a wizard time out on the pier.
Oh, Ray, did you go for a ride through the Tunnel of Love?
Yes, rather.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, but first I bought some seasick pills.
That's very wise thing to do.
Because actually, the whole trip was just frightfully dull.
Well, didn't your girl like it, Ray?
Oh. Are you supposed to take a girl?
Yeah. I still not answer that. Say, did you by any chance, did you go to the fun house?
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't like to tell you,
really.
No. But when that wind machine blew my trousers up, yes, I thought I'd die.
Embarrassing.
Yes, well, I wasn't even wearing garters.
that must have been a sight, huh? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Hello, Edgar.
Oh, hello, Anita. So what have you been doing today?
What have I been doing? I almost drowned.
That's a silly way to spend Sunday.
I'm not talking to you. You were so busy listening to Betty Hutton sing, you didn't even hear me call for help.
When Betty Hutton sings, who can hear anything?
Here's the gentleman who rescued me.
Stand back, folks. I'm going to throw out me chest.
Uh-oh.
My name is Tiny.
Tiny. How did you get a name like that?
Santa brought it to me. It's me Santa Monica. Boy, I'm a cutter.
Yeah. One more joke like that, and I'll be cutting another notch in my bean shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, just look at him.
Yeah.
He's as strong as an ox and twice as handsome.
Yeah. And
half as smart.
Yeah, fellas like me don't grow on trees.
No, they don't. No, sir.
Shut up, small fry. I'll take you down to the beach and use you for a surfboard.
Yeah, don't go out too far, blubberhead, or somebody will stick a harpoon in you.
Why, you... Oh, I didn't come here to argue. I'm just here to get my reward for saving Miss Gordon's life.
Well, do you want a kiss?
Ah, no, I don't want no kiss.
He's no Santa Monica lifeguard.
Well, what do you want?
I just want to hear you sing.
What are you going to sing for him, Anita?
Mother My Heart?
That's close enough.
For the family table, it's full value you're after. Now, here's one time you don't have to worry about high food prices. When you serve royal puddings, they cost only a few pennies a serving, and everybody loves them. Royal puddings taste not just delicious, but more delicious, say folks who use them. Yes, when 1,052 royal users told why they switched to Royal, 8 out of 10 said, royal puddings taste more delicious. Just you try Royal vanilla pudding, you'll say so too. But tempting, delicate, real vanilla flavor. But smooth, creamy texture. It's delicious, plain, delightful, combined with fruit. Makes a grand pie filling, too. No wonder women buy more royal puddings than any other kind. Make a note now to get royal puddings tomorrow. There's no need any longer to put up with flavorless wartime brands. Insist on genuine royal puddings. Remember, 8 out of 10 say, royal puddings taste more delicious, and yet they cost only a few pennies a serving.
Mr. Burgess! Mr. Burgess! Help! Quick!
Wait a minute now. What's up, Mortimer?
Well, I got to find Mr. Burgess right away. I got to find him.
Well, I'm right here.
Well, good. Then you can help me find him.
Yeah. Well, what's the trouble?
Well, it's a matter of the life and... it's a matter of life and... life and... Oh, what is that other stuff now?
Death.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, boy, am I tired.
Yeah, well, you must have run all the way over here.
Yeah, I run so fast, I had a heck of a time keeping up with myself.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Oh, boy. Faster than greasy lightning bug. Something like that, or nothing like it. Yeah.
Well, no doubt you had something very important to tell me.
Huh?
I said you had something important to tell me.
I did? what was it?
What? Well, you're supposed to tell me.
Oh, I get it now. You're trying to befuddle me, ain't you? No.
What were you in such a hurry about? Can't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I was, Oh, what was it, no? Not important, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was on the earth coming down the street, and I was, Yeah, that was indeed.
I can't understand you.
Hmm?
I say you're muttering.
No, I'm Muttermer.
Muttermer, yeah, yeah.
Well, tell me what happened.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Gee, terrible. Things only like yesterday.
What things only like yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. I'd like to know what happened today, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, on my way here, I seed something awful.
Yes.
Oh, it was awful.
Well, of course. Of course it was.
Well?
Yes.
I'm glad you agree with me. Mighty nice of you.
Yeah. Well, was it an accident?
No, it wasn't there. No.
Well, did somebody get drowned?
No, it wasn't there. No. Asked me if it was a fire.
All right. Was it a fire?
No, it's a bum guess, too. Isn't that disgusting? I had it on the tip of my tongue. So.
Well, how can you forget it? Why, you rushed in here, though, as though you were shot out of a gun.
A gun. Yeah, that's it. A gun, a shot. Yeah, that's what it was. I seen some robbers shooting up a place down here. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. A shooting affair.
Yeah, we're down on the amusement pier.
Oh, I see.
We'll call the police. Help us.
All right. Now, just a moment here. Was anyone hurt?
Well, I saw one fellow get it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Someone took pot shot at him?
Well, they didn't hit him there.
Didn't hit him there. Now, where did they shoot him?
Well, they shot a clay pipe right out of his mouth.
A clay pipe?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, I think I know now. Is there a man out in front that yells, step right up, six shots for a quarter?
Yeah, that was right there. Yeah. Who's going to pay to get shot? That's ridiculous.
Mortimer, that was a shooting gallery. Now is it clear to you what you were doing and what they were doing there? Who?
Well,
those men that were shooting up the place.
Oh, them, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody stopped them yet. Help, police.
All right, now, wait a minute. Mortimer, you are without a doubt the most stupid person in the whole world.
Well, the world ain't so big.
This is a heck of a note. Here, I've got a date with Betty Hutton, and Bergen won't let me go out with her. Of all the dope. Anybody who doesn't like her is either nearsighted, farsighted, or lopsided.
Hiya, Chuck. It's your little old blonde bombshell.
Well, Betty Hutton.
Y'all ready to step out, kid?
Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news.
Oh, don't tell me Bergen's going with us.
It's worse. It's worse than that, Betty. Bergen won't let me go out with you. He says that you're not good company.
None of the other fellows ever complain.
Yeah. He doesn't think a boy like me should go out with you.
Oh, that's silly. I can take care of myself.
Oh, he doesn't mean that. He thinks that you're too wild.
Me? Wild?
Yes.
Well, of all the nerve!
Betty, stop pulling that leg off the table. Now, that's just what Bergen complains about. You must be dainty and refined.
Why, Charlie, I can be so refined you wouldn't even know it's me.
Yeah. You got an idea there, pal. If you can do that, maybe we can... Can we fool Bert, you think?
Yeah. I'll wear a veil and act like I'm knee-deep in culture.
Yeah. Make out like one of those ultra society tomatoes, huh?
Oh, Charlie.
Diggity, he's coming.
Okay, I'll scram.
I think the girl is slowing down. 7 goes into 18 and... 7 goes into 12, 14, 12, carry the digits,
darling. Oh, I see you're working on your homework.
Yeah.
You surprised me.
Yeah, you surprised me, too.
Well, I'm glad you've given up the idea of going out with Betty Hutton.
Oh, Megan, if I ever think of going out with her, I hope I choke.
Announcing her ladyship, Elizabeth Van Hutton.
How do you do? John, what a divine pleasure to see you again, you dear, sweet boy.
Oh, thank you. Hello. No, not you.
Well, if it isn't my new music teacher, Miss Hutton.
And Boston Hutton.
Oh, Boston Hutton, I see. Probably an old family.
Yes. It's so old, it's being condemned.
Having a little struggle there with yourself. As I always say, breeding will tell.
Yes.
And I imagine you are very pretty, too. Won't you please lift your veil?
Oh, no, not in this hot weather.
Oh. Flies, get at her. Yeah, all right. What a beautiful embroidered monogram on your veil.
Monogram?
Here.
Holy cow, my bubble gum.
What was that?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, I am Edgar Bergen. Possibly you've seen me in the movie.
Possibly. Where do you usually sit?
No. Oh, you see, I'm a comedian and a ventriloquist.
Oh, how frightful.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, how frightfully interesting.
Oh, yes, I imagine so. Yes. Now you can say that you've rubbed elbows with a top entertainer of the radio world.
Oh, yes. And I need to burn my clothes when I leave here. Now, the point of my being here, Mr. Brogan.
Mr. Bergen,
as I was saying, Mr. Brogan.
Yes.
I was a big child for me to the concert tonight. I'm singing, you know.
Oh, I see. Are you a singer?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, she made her debut in Grand Opera. Oh,
Yes, I studied in Paris and Milan.
Yes, and how about Venice?
I used to go there often before the pier burned out.
Yes. No, I mean Venice, Italy. You must have enjoyed the Grand Canal.
Oh, yes, she used to slug rats there.
Would it be an imposition to ask you to sing for us now?
Oh, I will be glad to favor you with the selection.
Uh-oh. It's all over now but the shouting.
I should sing a semi-classical number entitled Peter Refrain from the Sermon.
Mm-hmm. English translation, Papa, don't preach to me.
Pick up the postal card. Someone has forgotten how you say to me. Seems as though some priest had meant for it to reach her dad. For it was a typical case. Mostly I read what she wrote. This is what she said. I quote, I came to Paris to buy me a gown. To Paris, in all what a town. The lights were shining, the music was gay. I bought me my gown and decided to stay. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break while it's young. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let me play till my fling is all flung. Not so good to you. That X marks my room, but I'm never up there. I told to Paris, today with Molly. The Rue de la Paix means the street of a peace. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break, if it must. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. And don't cut off my guilty tongue. Papa, don't preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break. Let it roll. Now, Papa, don't preach to me. Papa, don't preach to me. I'll never, God won't.
Well, Betty, you fooled me for a while, but only you could give a song such a vibrant rendition.
Yeah, I'm really poked.
Yeah.
Can I have a saucer of tea to slurp?
To slurp? May I suggest a cup of chase and Sanborn?
Yeah, Ken. Tell her why.
Well, it's no wonder. Some people like coffee better than others. They drink chase and Sanborn. You can notice that all over the country. It works out every time. What's more, the better you like coffee, the better you like Chase and Sanborn now. The whole world's finer coffees are available again for Chase and Sanborn selection. And first choice goes to shade-grown coffees to give you more shade-grown flavor. You get it at its best and freshest. Because every pound of Chase and Sanborn is vacuum-packed at flavor peak. So no wonder people who like coffee best insist upon Chase and Sanborn. Its shade-grown flavor is richer, more delicious. Because these finer coffees grow slowly, mature completely, protected from the sun. They store up a bonus of flavorful goodness, and the vacuum pack protects it. As soon as Chase and Sanborn is roasted, it goes quickly into the vacuum pack. No other container in the world can give you so much flavor so fresh. So make sure you get it. Now's the time to ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Charlie, go out with me?
I'm afraid not, Betty.
Oh, Edgar, why don't you go out with me? We could sit on the beach in the moonlight and...
Yeah, she could run her fingers through your scalp.
Oh, Bergen, let me go out with her, will you? She's just like a sister to me. Oh, bother!
I have the pleasure of being a fish salesman.
Oh, is that a pleasure?
No, it's not exactly a pleasure either because, you know how fish are.
Yes. I see. So you're a fishmonger.
Yes. I'm really a pea sheller by trade.
Oh, a pea sheller?
Yes, but I'm out on strike.
Oh, I see.
I have catfish, dogfish, cockles, and crustaceans. Mm-hmm.
Do you have cockle tails for two?
For goodness sake, no. Well, I can hardly hear you. I do not approve of cockle tails even for one.
Yeah.
No, because that is a beverage which I am told plays havoc.
Oh, I see.
And do you play havoc?
Well, I did until I ran around my own end.
Oh, I know.
Now, you've just got me all in a twitter. What I wanted to say was that cockletails play havoc with inhibitions, to say nothing of your constitution.
Yeah.
Well, do you have sand dabble?
No. Yeah. But I do have a peachy, if you'll pardon the expression, devil fish.
Sounds like a lot of abalone to me.
Well, won't somebody please make a purchase? I really need the money.
You do?
Yes. I'm saving up to buy a pair of track shoes.
Track shoes?
Yes, I'm going on a Grunion run.
Oh. Well, maybe we can do some business here. Tell me, are your lobsters fresh?
Are they fresh?
Yes.
Do you want to know if they're fresh?
That's what I asked you
for. Oh, for goodness sake,
yes.
My gosh, are they fresh?
Yes.
You ought to see where one just pinched me.
Is that...
Are your clams little neck clams, big neck, or turtleneck? Yeah.
Well, Smart Alec, you have just sat there and twittered me about my clams you've just got me into a stew.
Oh, a stew. Yeah.
Between the three of you, you have just twittered me until my clams, it's more of a chowder, really.
Yes.
I can tell when my fish and I are not wanted.
Yeah.
So I'll just blow my little horn and blow. Goodbye, cockles and mussels.
Because I just get hysterical when I see an octopus.
An octopus? Oh, I say, hello, Betty.
No. That's Ray Noble, Betty. Yeah.
Maybe he'd like to take you out tonight.
Oh, would you, Mr. Noble?
Well.
Oh, you're so clever, so talented.
Really? Do you think I'm handsome, too?
Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
Your romance arouse when there's a beautiful girl near you? Don't you get a burning sensation around your heart?
Yes, actually, I do, especially when I smoke one of Edgar's peach cigars.
Oh, stop
going. Come on, kiss me.
Madam, please, you're wrinkling my suit. I can't bear it.
Well, I don't have one. Mortimer Snurge. Now, there's a man with a lot of brains.
Yeah, where?
Mortimer.
Yeah?
Did you ever have a date with a girl?
Oh, God, no, no, no.
Did you ever hold a girl's hand?
No, no.
Did you ever kiss a girl?
Oh, she was loyal.
Well, I'm going to give you a first kiss.
Oh, Mr. Bergen, help, police are here again.
You know, when something very pleasant happens, we say, that saves the day. And here's the example of the week. An old friend is coming back, Royal Gelatin Dessert. Yes, back and better than ever. And that's grand news for everybody, especially the youngsters. Children love Royal Gelatin Dessert's gay, tempting colors. There are seven luscious fruit-like flavors, each more delicious than the other. So look for Royal Gelatin Dessert. If your grocer doesn't have them, remember, we're shipping them to him as fast as we can. So keep on asking. You'll be delighted with the welcome your family gives Royal Gelatin Dessert. And Royal Puddings are becoming plentiful again. Those super-duper Royal Puddings that taste not just delicious, but more delicious, according to folks who use them. When 1,052 told why they switched to Royal from other popular brands, 8 out of 10 said, Royal puddings taste more delicious. And you'll agree when you try Royal chocolate pudding. There's a wonderful flavor. Reminds you of fine milk chocolate. Be sure to try it. Buddy Hutton and Kirby, you see them at Paramount Christian Hotel with Pauline. This is Ken Carpenter speaking for you from Santa Monica, California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.